70 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. It's Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I'm Stephen Tubbs. Jim Nichols at the controls. Lori Kelman in the newsroom. Hour number two, the final hour number two. Full lines. Y'all are so awesome. Some of you have been waiting probably since last week. We're trying our best. I'm trying my best. I've got the three most important people in my life in the room, my two sons, Ryan and Nathan, and my mom, Linda. And last hour, tried to get to as many calls as we could. Governor Jared Polis called, I'm sure, to make some of you angry. Don't worry. This is it. 303-696-1971. Thank you to the, I mean, you're, it's overwhelming. The dozens and dozens and dozens of texts that have come in. You do this business and you do this job and you try, especially in talk radio. God, you all have just made it very clear to me that not all of you think the same, and you shouldn't. Not all of you like me. You probably shouldn't. Do we, is there, you know, there are a few people in our life, like, oh my God, everyone loves him. Everyone loves her. The beauty of talk radio is, and I've tried to, and yeah, I've failed, but I've tried the majority of the time with you the last 2,097 days. Yes, weekends are included and COVID times and holiday. But we try to keep it civil on the program. I mean, you know, who could forget this? You know, one of the greatest in my talk radio tenure of almost 6 years, this little ditty.
So you're just an old-time bigot, right? You're just a bigot,
there,
and you don't
go.
Care about, yeah. You don't want the problem to stop. So you just as soon get 10 cents an hour down there.
I couldn't care less if they had to
work. Why don't you go shove it, boy? Why don't you shove it?
I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want to come to a job and get paid to have somebody...
Oh, why don't you go shove it, boy? Why don't you shove it?
It was 2,097 days ago that this program was born. On February 5th, 2018, I was coming off of the worst, darkest moments of my life. I never thought I'd work in this state again. And for the most part, you welcomed me into your speakers. Thank you. Watching on YouTube right now, thank you to Mr. Crowley, 710knus.com. You can see what it's like here in the studio on my final program. We've had some great ones, and I hope he's listening right now. If he's not, we're in trouble. But one of the most special colleagues that I've ever had is Mark Crowley. And it was a month into this job that I asked management, hey, I really support the veterans, and I know you all as a station, I'm just new, you support the veterans. Would you let me go back to Groton, Connecticut to be part of the launch of the USS Colorado? And by God, we did, Mr. Crowley and I.
News Talk 710 KNUS coverage of the commissioning of the USS Colorado is presented by DenverHalfPrice.com, where everything is on sale for half price. Now, here's Stephen Tubbs live from the ceremonies in Groton, Connecticut.
Good afternoon, Colorado. 4:04. It is a gorgeous day in Groton, Connecticut. So glad you're with us for what has been touted as the radio event of the year. And yes, we're only in March. I'm Stephen Tubbs, our remote engineer, Mark Crowley, studio engineer, and my producer, Kirk Woodland. We're so glad you're with us. I cannot tell you the excitement that I have for being here with not only incredible Americans, but they've become great friends to me over the past few years. And we're going to kick off the show, and we'll tell you a little bit about what we did.
Oh, go ahead and fade it there.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. It was my voice, but I, you know, that's the last time that I have personally seen in person and actually spoken with the silent workhorse. Senator Michael Bennett was there. John Hickenlooper was a guest when we were live in Groton, Connecticut in March of 2018. And that's when I asked him, so are you going to run for president? No, I'm not. I'm not going to run for president.
Well, there's something here in Colorado that folks are jealous of. Not the mountains, heights.
Yeah, you know what? You get the point. That's the last time that Banjo was on the program. I did see him at an anniversary commemoration for Columbine, and very respectful, but Colorado needs better. I think Colorado deserves better than Senators Hickenlooper and Bennett, but what do I know? I want to go to the phone lines now, and I want to start. Let's just go in order, Jim. I texted this guy because he meant a lot to me, and I've only met him one time. Do you remember the King Soopers employee who went out? Strike that. Start over. The former King Soopers employee who went out at the request of one of his managers to go get those people stealing stuff. And he has the video of those three absolute losers. Remember that? His name's Santino. Santino joins us. Dude, I had no idea you were going to call today, brother. Thank you. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
How are you doing?
Good. A lot better. I just wanted to say, I know I got to keep it short and simple and sweet, but man, I had an amazing time on your show. That's the first time I've ever did anything like that. Mm. And it was just an overwhelming, like, oh man, just a big support and just so appreciative of you doing that.
You were an awesome guest. listen, I not to get too newsy here on my final couple of hours left, but you were talking some legal action the last time we talked. I mean, I don't want you to get into it, but yes or no, is that moving forward?
I have to talk to you offline.
Gotcha.
Definitely. Yes. Yes.
You know how many fans you have listening right now? Seriously.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, you,
not as many as you though. Brother.
I don't know, brother. Listen, you texted me, you're in Florida now, and you texted me if you're ever in Florida, I will see you in Florida at some
point.
No,
please. I stand by that. Hey, home-cooked Mexican meals, guest room, you and your family are welcome, for real.
Brother,
thank you. You can visit Universal, Disney. I'm like smack dab right in the middle. Like,
too kind.
All I've got to do is make a call.
Too kind. Listen, best of luck to you, and thank you for, you know, you didn't have to come into this radio station for an hour during a pretty tumultuous time in your life, and so many people support you, and you didn't do anything wrong, and we'll keep in touch, brother. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And, thank you, Santino. I appreciate it. Let's get to Kurt in Arvada. Kurt, welcome, Kurt. Thank you for waiting, and good evening to you.
Hi, Stefan. This is Kirk.
Kurt, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 9 tried to destroy this young man's life. My first producer, Kirk Widland. Brother, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I figured it would only be appropriate to be on your finale as I started the show with you in 2018.
2,097 days ago, February 5th, 2018. How are you doing? Are you, you're moved on from radio, maybe one of the better decisions in your life?
Yes, no doubt.
Channel 9 tried to do, you know, do bad things to you. And, you know, you've told me that none of the stuff was true, but I want you to know that it was a pleasure to work with you. And, you know, in the early days of this program, when I'm coming over as a news guy, not really knowing how talk is, I remember now I play my own sound, but back then I'd have to constantly go, can you play a rim shot, please? And, you know, you're answering phone calls and all of that, but, you know, I think the world of you. I appreciate you calling, and I give my best to you and your family. And please say hi to Mom and Dad for me.
I will do, Steph. And I just wanted to say I'd like to address some of the rumors about me. Yes, it's true. With a heavy heart, I'm resigning from my non-existent seat in Congress to become the chief political expert on 9 News.
Thank you, Kirk. See you later. Line 5, I'm told. We're going to Brutus, line 5.
My dad introduced me to. Hold on.
Brutus.
We okay back there?
Hello?
Stefan?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dan Kaplis. How are you?
Oh, my God. Dan, hey. Senator.
Just another admirer of yours.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are we live on you as well?
We are live on the Dan Kaplis show and hopefully live on the Stephen Tubbs show.
This is radio technology at its best. Listen, I want to just say to you, from the moment that I met you and my first tenure at KOA back in 1994, you have been a friend. I think the world of your family. I remember media softball nights where I would play.
Oh, yeah.
I would play catch. I'd warm up with your son, who is now. Did you tell me a couple of weeks ago was at Harvard? My. How is it that we're not getting any older? Oh no,
it is. It is amazing. I saw you the other day, and I thought, did they bring a male model to Peter's birthday party? It was Peter Boyle's 80th birthday party,
right?
And I thought, a male model? What's the point here? I mean, if you guys haven't seen Stephen Tubbs lately, do your listeners get to see you? Do they put a webcam in after I
they
left?
Did,
because
they,
when I was there,
they did today.
They did not want anybody to see me.
They did. Yeah, we're on YouTube right now. Listen, it means
you are such a buff, handsome guy. I mean, so are you leaving to go back to TV? Is that
no? Well, okay. I actually have a confession to make, and I'm going to do this live on the frequencies of two radio stations.
Well, I wasn't in seminary, so let me slide the screen over.
You ready?
For a second. Okay. Yes.
I'm going to be co-anchor with Kyle Clark at 9 News.
Oh my goodness! Hey, blockbuster.
Listen, no, I'm not. I want to say to, you know, your wife, Amy, always, always so kind to me. You always kind to me. And I remember you grilling me when I was about to take over this program. And, you know, you were sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in right now. And you're like, you know, you were grilling me on, well, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Are you ready to take this? And, you know, one thing, Dan, that you said to me and the words of wisdom certainly came true, and that is you will learn things on this program, and you will learn things from your listeners. And brother, you were spot on.
Well, I learn stuff every day, honestly, and you know, you have such a great group of listeners and such a great place to work. But hey, we called to talk about you. Thank you for all the kind words, but we called to talk about you. And it's funny because my wife Amy, who, you know, knows media and you know, she picks and chooses her spot. She's been an enormous fan of yours from the beginning. And in fact, you know, it's one of the reasons I had pushed you so hard for that time slot over there. And I'm so glad you decided to do it, because Denver without you would be a poorer place, and it's about to be a poorer place. And I know your audience goes way beyond Denver. But no, that's why we called, is I just wanted to thank you for all you've done, and thank you for all you've done, you know, in all different sorts of ways. And you truly are, I think, one of the brightest lights that we've had in Denver media in many years, and a tremendous newsman. And I wondered whether you were going to go back to national reporting or something like that, because you're a tremendous newsman as well.
Well, thank you. You know, this is a God thing for me. I thank management here. Our audience has heard this, but for yours, you know, you don't get this opportunity to go out when you feel like you're at the top of your game. I feel like I've got 10 to 15 years left in me, but I'm just... It's time. And to be able to go out on top on your own terms is something that I really never really expected to be able to do. So to the management team here, that when I came to them and said in late August, hey, you know, I'd like to stay till November 3rd, I kind of expected them to say, well, we'll give you 2 weeks. But I've been able to, you know, have the farewell tour. Yeah. And, you know, I was so glad to see you, and a shout out to, you know, our former general manager, Lee Larson. He was at Pete's, you know, birthday. But, you know, I'm going in the direction I've made 8 successful documentary films so far. Mm. We're on our 9th, and that's what I'm going to be doing from, you know, now until May of next year, when this documentary film on the fentanyl impact on Colorado, this is going to be the most important thing that I've ever done. The title is Devastated, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. And don't you worry, friend, I will be texting you around premiere time, because I want to get some free airtime on the Dan Kaplis show.
You are always welcome here. The door is wide open any day, any time. But thank you for allowing us time on your show today. I know you're packed, but and thanks for just being a great friend and for all you've done over the years, my friend. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Give my best to the family. Dan Kaplis.
Sure.
Wow. Line 5, Brutus, Jim. Brutus?
That was their idea.
That was their
idea.
That was
their idea.
That was very, very kind. That was sweet. Completely, completely unexpected. Take one more phone call that I want to talk to my family a little bit. They're like, why did we even come in here, Dad? Let's go to line 4. My friend, a true patriot, he's been on before. He does so much for our military, Tom Tarver. Brother, thank you for calling. Tom probably gave up. Did you give up, Tom? All right. So long, Tom. How you guys doing so far?
Great.
Nathan?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I didn't know this many people actually gave a shit about me.
I know. I'm looking at the feed of texts and it's all crazy. The calls coming in. It's
overwhelming.
Truly.
Yeah. Nathan is a student at San Diego State. I just can't thank you for flying out. Ryan is here, recently relocated this week from Phoenix. I don't know. Just to you guys first, and we'll get to Nana. But what do you remember? Like, what do you? I know for all of us, Cheyenne Frontier days, those remotes were always fun. I don't know. I'm not trying to put that in your mind, but what do you remember about? I hope I was there for you.
Absolutely. No, the first thing that came to mind when I was sort of given this thought was just sitting in your cubicle playing some cool math games. I know that's probably something not a lot of people can
at
relate
to. At 4 in the morning, man.
At 4 in the morning. And yeah, I remember the groggy car rides, but it was just cool. It was something that, you know, I felt like there was something special about what we were doing. And, you know, maybe that's just a kid going to work with his dad and that's how he feels. But, you know, as the years have gone by, I realized that I was absolutely correct in that assumption.
Mm. What about you, Ryan? Do you remember? I mean, you guys, when you would come to work with me and I was at KOA and, you know, trying to, you know, we'd get in there about 4:15 in the morning and there was just something. When you guys were there, you were little guys, but I'd come out every break and make sure you're okay. And just to have you guys within, you know, arm's length, so to speak, not literally. Do you remember those times, Sue?
I do. It was fun. It was fun coming into that other radio station, and it usually coincided with some treats, some donuts, or whatever we were picking up. So, you know, that helped as a kid. But what I was thinking about is how, and this is not to you know, paint it in any sort of light, but work would also travel with you sometimes. And when we got to go to Ireland, we saw that little band playing on the street.
The little the little U2 kids cover band.
And immediately you're like, this is a segment. I got to talk to these kids. I really like that about you, like that you see stories everywhere. And those kids really did respond to you because you showed an interest in what they were doing.
That kid was good. I bet you he's making albums now.
He was. I know. I mean, yeah, we got to check up on that kid.
I think we need to
trip back. That was 2017.
Yeah, 2017. I think we need to go back to Dublin. The matriarch of our family is my mom, Linda. And how you doing over there?
Just great.
Okay, speak up. Come on, speak up. I know you're a little nervous. You're on YouTube Live, and you know
don't
you've got
remind me.
You got at least 13 people listening to you right now, and they all love you. You were my first, very first. What do you remember about that call?
I was scared. However, oh yeah, I remember. Well, you've always said, just talk to me like you're talking to me in a normal conversation. And you are very good and always have been at interviewing people. So I just relaxed and was like talking with you.
Except you were playing the role of somebody that knew everything about my
life.
Oh,
I loved that.
And then at the
end. I loved that.
At the end.
I love playing psycho. I do it well.
We got a rim shot for my mother. We at the end said, oh, I just have one other thing to say. I love you, Mom. Did you know that I was going to do this when I was a little kid? I remember I was saying early before you guys got in the studio, like 8 or 9 years old, I knew I wanted to be either a newsman or a kicker for the San Diego Chargers. And, well, one of them came true.
Well, again, anyone that's followed you would know the story of, I won't say, well, Little Steffi, let's say.
Oh, my God.
Little Steffi. And
shut up, Jim. You see my producer in here. He's laughing. You just actually, on my second to last hour of radio live, called me Little Steffi.
Well, he was. I won't say it again. But in our garage, you had your first broadcasting, I think, in our garage. Mm-hmm. It was your clubhouse. Oh, and all listeners, he charged the neighbor kids dues We never did know where that 25 cents a person
went.
We
had club dues.
But you were running the show then, so there was a little inclination on that. And I must just add, it's indeed an honor and somewhat surreal to sit here with my precious grandsons. We sit here with headsets on, and it's a quite an experience.
Yeah, it's a fitting end.
Do I have time to share a quick story?
Depends on how quick your story is.
I'll talk fast. So my story that I was remembering about Nate and Ryan, I will never forget Ryan. He was about 3 years old. He's sitting with a laptopper. Technology in his lap. And he's just typing away and doing all kinds of stuff. He's like 3 years old or so. And I'm in awe. I don't even know what a cell phone is. And over his shoulder is Nathan in diapers. So there was a clue right there that the future was perhaps written.
That they would be technologically savvy. Thank you. We got to take a break. I want to go to the break with one of the moments that I will not soon forget here on this program. And not that I want to go negative right after my mother, but it was day two of the back-to-back-to-back-to-back riots that really was the beginning of Denver in decay.
This is dangerous. This is insane.
Randy, it absolutely is dangerous. And I'm telling you, what I've seen so far here tonight is absolutely, you can see online, they blocked traffic temporarily on Lincoln going north, and it looks like some of them have now moved out so this traffic can get through. Again, my God, why are these cars here? You can see the crowd on the west lawn of the state capitol. You said something earlier, Randy, that I think really summarizes in a very succinct way the last hour plus that I have seen a lot of pepper balls being fired and everything going on down here, and that is, all right, you're going to throw a rock? I'm going to shoot 10 pepper balls in your general vicinity. You throw a water bottle? We're going to open fire with a couple more of those things. And for those of you online looking at the south side of Colfax and Lincoln, there are a whole bunch of canisters, and it's just a matter of time. You get a large enough crowd, you see a canister thrown into the we've seen, and some of you online have seen, that has not necessarily bad. That's no better way to put it. You know, people having these canisters, and I'm right back at the cops.
It would be 3 in the morning, and I would be driving on the Merritt Parkway from North Stamford, Connecticut, into New York City, up at 2:30, on the road at 3 a.m., 1 hour, no traffic, into the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And Stevie would take me to my job as a full-time television anchor and reporter at WNYW, Fox 5 in New York. Jimmy, a little bit, please. I think to age myself, I would say if this had been on cassette, the cassette would have broken. Welcome, friends. 90 more minutes to go on the program. Just, it's overwhelming. I appreciate so many of you that have been on hold. When I get to you, unfortunately, you know I love you. I hope you do. We won't have a lot of time, but it means so much that we've got full lines. And thank you for the dozens and dozens of texts that have come in, social media as well. Before we get to phone calls, though, I want to read to you, because I do not agree with the station's approach to this time slot starting on Monday. This has nothing to do with Brandon Tatum. But I want to read to you a letter that I sent via email to our CEO at Salem Media, Dave Santrella, and I copied our chief operating officer, David Evans. Both of these men have been good to me. And here is the letter. Greetings, Mr. Santrella, parentheses Dave. Thank you. Today is my last day as a Salem employee. I am pleased to tell you that some of my favorite moments in my nearly 34-year career have been the past nearly 6 years at 710 KNUS. I came over as a newsman and leave as a talk show host, still with my news roots. I will forever be grateful to our local management team for providing me opportunities and a platform. As you know, local news and talk are so important, especially today, which leads to my thoughts that I simply couldn't leave without sharing. First, I care about this station. Most importantly, its listeners. I feel the company is making a grave mistake by turning my 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain time slot over to syndication. This is in no way meant to disrespect any syndicated program that will take my place. On the Steph and Tubbs Show, we have made a difference in this community. We have broken stories, consistently covered breaking news, held politicians accountable, provided myriad newsmaker interviews, and thwarted the left's efforts on many occasions via our KNUS listeners. This was all done at the live and local level. You and your upper management team have been good to me. In my estimation, I have been a model employee. As such, I urge you all to reconsider syndication in the afternoon, evening drive time slot, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time in Denver at KNUS, and keep it live and local. Wishing you and the company nothing but success and the best moving forward. With thanks, Staff and Tubbs. That is my effort, my way of sticking up for you. I've seen your texts. I've seen your emails. I've seen social media. It's a mistake. And you just watch how hard it's going to be to get local, live, local drive back. In today's climate, it's going to be tough. Let's get to as many calls in this segment. Lori, standing by with news, traffic, and weather right around the corner. Let's get to a guy that has meant a lot to me on this station especially. And we actually go back to the days of the early previous mayor and at another radio station. My man Kevin joins us from Ogallala, probably right now smoking a stogie looking at Lake McConaughey. My brother, thank you so much for calling, man. It means a lot.
You know what, brother? You mean a lot. And I am smoking a stogie out here in your honor.
Thank you.
And toasting you right now because you deserve it. And I know there's a lot of people that want to talk, but I just wanted to say you, my friend, are a legend in Denver radio. Okay? There's nobody else, and this is going to be, you're going to hurt a lot of people. I mean, you've got to go on and do what you've got to do in your life, but you're leaving a big trail of fans behind. You are a legend. They will never fill your shoes. And like I say, there's a lot of people that love you and are going to miss you, and I'm one of them. And I hope you and your family go on and do great things. I know you will. And but we're going to miss you, man. We are going to miss you.
Oh, man. That means so much. I love you, Kevin. Thank you. Please give my best to Dallas as well.
I will, brother. Take care, man.
All right. I'll talk to you offline. Take care.
All right.
Thank you. 303-696-1971. Let's get to Don in Colorado Springs. Brother, you have been an outstanding caller. I appreciated your kind messages this week on social media. I'm going to miss talking with you, man.
Yeah, and I'll try to stay in touch with you through your social media sites and all that. But I did want to wish you all the best in filmmaking, and I will agree with you that the live and local slot should be reserved for an afternoon drive as much as a morning drive. But I am open to Upper Sir Tatum, and hopefully Tatum can provide some conservative talk radio that makes people think and tells them what they need to hear, not just what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You did that. Peter did that. Jimmy Singenberger's doing that. I'm glad Singenberger's doing the weekends. I mean, like I said, you know, maybe down the line, you know, KNUS will maybe reconsider. But, you know,
I hope so.
Like I said, Tatum's kind of a hot item, and they want to see how far he can go. So I wish everybody the best. And like I said, I subscribe to his podcast. I subscribe to yours. So, but.
Thank you, brother.
Missed. I mean, you know, I tuned into your show. You were my first choice. I'm glad Dan Kaplis wished you some
that was kind.
Gave you some sugar and all that. So, hey, keep moving forward. I mean, you're going to do great as a filmmaker. That's where your heart needs to go, and I mean, this is how you stay active, and this is how you keep moving forward. I wish you the best. I'll stay in touch with you some way, somehow.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, Don. Always a great call from Colorado Springs. Let's get to... let's go to line six, because he has been, you know, especially of late, I have mentioned the name Blake Gallagher. I think some of you call him Blake Zappa, but are you there, kid?
Hey, man.
My man. Listen, I owe you again. I'm going to give it to you again on air live, the thanks for introducing me to that incredible World War II veteran, man, and it has been a pleasure to work, you know, at times with you. You've done a great job when, you know, at that last minute you're filling in, you know, running the program and everything, and it's good to hear you, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. You're the real patriot. You've been on the air for so long, and we all love your voice. Your voice either brings us to tears or excitement or anger sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate you, and thank you, Blake. I know you waited a long time. We just got to kind of jam through it. I want to bring on somebody who's very special to me and my family, and we'll go to line five. I know him as the Wizard. You may, certainly. There's my man. Kenny Danan and I have done, we've traveled the world. Kenny, I want you to just say hi. Ryan and Nathan and my mom, Linda, are here. And, you know, you mean so much to our family. And I love you, brother.
I love your family.
What's up, Kenny?
Hey.
Kenny.
We miss you.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Ryan.
You guys. Hey. Nate's here as well. Man, we did a few Cheyenne Frontier days, and you were always there. You were running everything, and, you know, we'd sleep in until, you know, 4:30 a.m. because Kenny had already set up everything at 2 a.m.
Yeah, hey, that was my job.
Kenny, you put the first headphones on me.
I have that picture.
I did.
You
yep.
did. I have that picture. It was inside the Plains Hotel, downtown Cheyenne. You know, you just... Broadcasting with you, Kenny, over the years, I thank you. I mean, we traveled to Tokyo together, for God's sake.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Pretty cool.
You know, we love
I
you.
Remember,
go ahead.
Remember when you first came here and you ran with Ralphie at the
Holy
bus
cow.
Games? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You made that happen. I ran with Ralphie that one time back in, I think, 95 or 96. And
yep.
I think you were up in the booth. And did you think I was going to eat dust or something?
No.
You had faith in me.
Yeah. I knew you'd do the job.
I did. We had some fun. I just wanted to have everybody, you know, on, and Kenny was, you know, again, his nickname, the Wizard, and, you know, you've meant the world to, again, my family and the places and the sports and, you know, the time at KOA with you, you know, I cherish. I really do.
Yeah. Well, I first put the headsets, too, on Ryan and Nate.
You probably did. Do you guys remember those? You remember old Kenny.
Oh, yeah. I remember walking down. I mean, you say you roll out of bed at 4, and we'd probably get up at 6 or 7. But it's more for the pancakes than anything.
Yeah, Kenny, it was for the pancake breakfast.
Yeah,
flipping the pancakes, the chuck wagon, and all of that. Listen, I got to get to a break, but Kenny, we'll let everybody say goodbye to you.
I love you, Kenny.
Bye, Kenny. It's good to hear your voice.
Love you guys. Good to hear you too.
Likewise. Well,
we
got to be
done?
In touch.
We're done. I love you. Goodbye. We got another remote to go to. I'll see you later.
Bye, Kenny.
See you later. Kenny Danan, it's a love fest, I know. And, hey, I haven't played this in a long time. We got to go to a break, but I want to just ask you again for your patience on the phone. One of the most memorable times would be most certainly on this radio program, going with Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyles to Vancouver. I'm Stephen Tubbs, live in Vancouver, along with my colleagues Peter Boyles and Mark Crowley. It was unbelievable to see, not 15 feet away from us, you know what we saw today? I saw a kid, and approaching 50, I'll call anybody under 30 a kid.
saw somebody probably in their early 20s, early to mid-20s, laying flat on a hard surface linoleum floor on his back with his arms almost as if he were going to do a sit-up crunch. They were back on the sides, and his girlfriend is injecting him with heroin into his jugular vein. Let me repeat that. His girlfriend, and first she tried and was unsuccessful. Now, I thought he was taking two doses. And then my colleagues here said, no, I think they were trying again. And that, sure enough, that's what was happening. Watching that syringe plunger go down into this man's neck is something I'm not saying I'm traumatized by it. I'm just saying it's one of those things. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Now, what they will tell you is no one died. No one's died here yet. And they'll make it seem as if no one will ever die. But what happens once they leave the site?
48 minutes after 5. Damn, the time has flown by. Thank you. I have even in the 6 o'clock hour, we got to get to the program's top 10 foils. I got them. Oh, yeah. We have the return of people like, remember that name, Queen Justine? Oh, yeah. She's on that list. White lab coat lady, she's there as well. Top 10 foils of the program, and definitely some runners up. Thank you. My mom and my two sons, Ryan and Nathan, are here. And thank you for dozens and dozens of texts that have come in. Welcome to our live stream YouTube that is on as well. You can access that. Thank you to Mr. Crowley, 710knus.com. I've slowly started to realize over the last few minutes, I've got 3 pages, single-spaced, of people that I want to thank. And I just don't think there's going to be time. And to me, just thank you, everybody, just doesn't cut it. The 3 most important people in my life are here in the studio, and I'm going to put that into 4. And I'm going to try to keep it together. But if I had a brother, he would be it. My best friend from high school is still my best friend. John joins us from Oregon, and I can't believe it's like you're the one that's going to crack me. Brother, I love you, and thank you.
First time, long time.
Say hi to Linda Joe and Ryan and Nathan, too.
Linda Jo Sleater, my second mother, love you to death.
I love you even fondly.
Oh, boy.
Hey, and I will say, I don't know how he did it, but somehow he and Ryan and Nathan's mom raised maybe the 2 most amazing young men I've ever met.
I agree.
You know, and I want to hijack you for a second because it's totally true, and it may not be normal. But I want to say to, you know, my former wife, my ex-wife, Kristen, you know, I still love you and you're part of my life. And these 2 kids are that. And I'm glad you brought Kristen up because, you know, you can't do it alone. And all you want to do in life when you have children is to make sure that you try to instill in them the best of life. And, you know, divorces can be so ugly, and she hated me and I hated her. But none of that matters now. But, you know, you got me through those times, John, and I, you know, you and your awesome wife, Kate, and, you know, your family. You're just my family, and I thank you.
Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny.
It's Uncle Johnny, and, you know, I don't know what I can and can't say. There's a lot of things I want to say, but I don't so I'm gonna, you know, I'll never hear the end of it if I say something I shouldn't. But what I kind of want to say is I've known Stefan longer than basically anybody in my life, in my current life, other than my surviving sister. And, you know, I mean, I visited in Denver not too long ago, and we're casually in the grocery store, and he points to some guy, and I'm sure everybody, all your listeners know all of this story, and he's like, oh, you see that guy wrote a book about the murder, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? My best friend has written God knows how many books. He's directed God knows how many documentaries. He has an amazing and very, very important documentary coming up about the impact of fentanyl I know it's localized to Denver, but as a person who works in the criminal justice system, I cannot stress enough how important that film is going to be. So everybody watch that because it's very, very important. But, I mean, I've never met somebody who lived their dream. Stefan did what he always said he wanted to do. And I am so proud of you
Thank you for that.
And I'm trying to keep it together. So I got that, like, I got a little bit of that, like, fake voice going on. I can sense it. I don't want to start crying. You know, but I can't stress enough that if I were to list the top 20 to 50 things that I've not achieved necessarily, but that I've been able to do in my life, many of them are because I had Stefan as a friend. I got to go to several Super Bowls, which most people don't get to go to because of Stefan. And one of them, I got to see the Raiders get their ass kicked, and that was awesome.
That's right, Broncos country. Let's ride.
Sadly, I didn't get to witness the Broncos win a Super Bowl because I was in the parking lot with Tommy Kosich, but that's another story.
Yeah, you were there, though, in the parking lot when you could tailgate for a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Before 9/11, got to go to the Olympics, got to do a lot of things. But I've also been able to be a part of Stefan's journey, and when he's, you know, when he's been writing his books or working on his documentaries and going overseas and doing things that I never thought I would ever experience. It's just you know, when you're young, you think you're just a dumbass kid from San Diego and who's never going to leave. You know, maybe Ocean Beach is going to be the farthest you ever go.
Yeah.
And you know, and all of a sudden you're on the tube in London with your best friend, and you know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, yeah, we've had some times.
I love you. I love you. I could not be more proud of you. And to Ryan and Nathan, I that was not BS. I adore you two. I would do anything for you. And Linda, I don't think I need to say anything, right?
Well, Johnny, you're the one that broke me down. I love you, Johnny.
Yeah, Linda and I got to spend a couple-hour therapy session between the two of us a couple
That's
weeks
right.
ago.
That's
and
been...
then we watched a documentary on the Eagles, which is wonderful.
Oh!
Okay, Mom, we cannot go there, please.
Down memory
I'm
lane.
Not.
Yes,
I'm not.
We can't.
So,
listen,
I love you, Johnny.
I know you're running out of time.
Yeah.
I know you're running out of time, and my staff is currently entirely on strike and picketing outside.
Awesome.
So at any point, the chance could start. And they can start coming for me like Frankenstein's monster. Actually, that's not true. I love them all. They deserve
that's
to get
okay.
paid.
They'll never hear this anyway.
I just, you know, got to make all the caveats.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Dude, like, seriously. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Thank you. We'll see you soon, guys.
All right.
I just wanted to say, John, thank you for being such a great friend to our dad for so many years and for being such a great role model for me and Nathan. Truly.
Thank you, Ryan.
Love you. I told you this was going to be this way. Thank you, John.
Thank
I love you.
Thank you, John.
I love you guys.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man. Did I mention the top 10 foils coming up in our second segment? Second segment maybe of next hour. I know a lot of you have been on hold. Let's get to San Jose quick. Bev means a lot to me. It was her nephew, Ian Weichel, who changed my life. Bev, I wish we had more time, friend, but I want to give you 20 seconds and just say thank you.
Yes. I just want to say thank you to you and on behalf of Ian, who was a listener and fan. Want to thank you for your fascinating work and say hi to... Whoops. And... say hi to Ryan and Nathan and wish them the best of future careers. Thanks for being such a good role model to them. And hi to Linda. I'm so glad you
yes,
made it.
She's
there. But go home and party with Lucy. I'm sure she's got a rave going on.
I'm sure. Thank you, Bev. I appreciate it. And I remember your nephew, Ian Weichel, changed my life. And so many of you went along that journey. So many. San Diego High School Television, KCPR, KDDB, KWWV, KVEC, KMPH, AP Radio, CBS News Radio, KOA, MSNBC, KCNC, SRN, ABC News Radio, KABC, WNYW, back to KOA, NBC News Radio, KBDI-TV, and KNUS. Man, I thank you. If you've been on hold, please be patient. Our final hour together comes up next.